I like to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What did the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement down by the river across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas. You are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. My name is Nick. I am your host each and every week for this punk rock dance party down here in the basement. Now, short episode this week. I apologize. Long story short, I'm working on a story right now and it sort of is taking on a life of its own. And I really apologize for that. So, just cutting it, like, three songs short this week. But I think we've crammed so much new music into this podcast that I think it's totally worth it. And also, I didn't want to kind of blow my load here and take all... I mean, I've got new music. I just do not have time to record it today. And I apologize. And next week, I'll make sure and make it even more awesome. That being said... Basically, I mentioned on last week's podcast that I was going to try and do a lot of digital-only stuff, things that have been sent me via, like, email or that have popped up on Facebook pages or whatever, and so that's what we're going to do. A lot of SoundCloud stuff, things like that. So if the audio quality is a little weird, I apologize. We're going to start it off from their new album, The Flip Tops Are Still a Band on Bachelor Records. This is The Flip Tops with Retard Love.
Retard Love.
from the Wipeouters' one and only recorded album, Patwang, that was Shut Up, Little Man. Now, interesting couple of things about that track. First of all, the Wipeouters are essentially Devo playing surf music. Secondly, and far more interesting, other than the fact that they did do the theme to Rocket Power, which is on that album, Shut Up, Little Man, they're a series of, like, sort of audio verite recorded things. These two guys in San Francisco in the late 80s would record their neighbors who had these knockdown, drag-out, like, verbally abusive fights. And they became tape-traded, and then they got released on CD by, like, a subsidiary of Matador in the 90s, and they've been adapted by into comics and plays and short films and all that. And there's a documentary that just came out, like, a couple weeks ago, actually last week, from Tribeca Films, called Shut Up, Little Man, An Audio Misadventure, and it traces that whole story, and it's fantastic. I just watched it last night, and I felt that that track had to be played. It features a lot of audio excerpts from the Peter and Ray tapes. Before that, the Bizarros did Kiana Girls from the Complete Collection, 1976 to 1980. Now, that is going to be a double LP, 25 studio live and never be heard unreleased tracks, out March 20th from Windian Records. The first 100 are on Clear Wax. You can order that from Windian Records. And we started everything off with a track from the Flip Tops Are Still a Band LP, which is out now on Bachelor. You can buy that from their website. It's going to cost you an arm and a leg because it's 11 euros, 12 euros if you get the 100 on one of the 100 on blue transparent vinyl. Plus, you have to pay for overseas shipping, and it's a pain in the ass. But really, it's worth the money, and Bachelor puts out quality, quality garage. Okay, up next is a track from a band we had an interview with earlier this week, Dan Webb and the Spiders. This is the first track on their most recent album entitled Much Obliged, and it is City by the Sea, Part 2.
Got me tongue-tied, but the sun doesn't seem like last time. I know this girl who's got me tongue-tied. I couldn't think of a sweeter crime. And when I see her, my pants get sweaty and my mouth shut. I wanna tell her what she's doing. She's the one you do.
from their forthcoming LP, Midwest Nothing, that was Like Bats with Little Cuts. I don't really know when the hell that's going to come out. I don't even think they know when it's going to come out proper. But you can go to likebats.bandcamp.com and you can stream the whole thing, and I highly recommend doing it. I've liked all of their singles, and we reviewed them positively back in the day when they came out on Traffic Street, but definitely an LP to look forward to. Before that, we had Tongue Tied from Goin' Places from their forthcoming album, Relationship Sneakers. That will be out February 14th, Valentine's Day, on Brighton Barrow Records. You can listen to that and pre-order it from brightonbarrow.bandcamp.com. It's $3 for the album or $10 for the album and a t-shirt featuring the album artwork, which is a pretty damn good deal. We should have an interview with the band either Friday or Monday, so do keep an eye on it for that. It's really fantastic pop punk. If you like Limp, you will love Goin' Places. And we started everything off with Dan Webb and the Spiders doing City by the Sea Part 2 from their album Much Obliged. We had an interview with Dan Webb that ran on the blog on Monday, or perhaps it was last week. I don't remember, and it's been a very long day. But, yeah, a very good sort of folky, almost country-tinged emotional hardcore. I really, really like that record, and I found myself going back to it more and more as things go on. Okay, next set, it gets a little louder. And we're going to start it off with a recent signing to Deathwish Records. It is Code Orange Kids. This is from their recent Cycles 7-inch, and it is the title cut entitled Cycles, The Days Get Longer.
What?
their brand new 45 RPM 7-inch single. That was in the Murder City Devils with Every Day I Rise. Now, that's already gone into its second pressing. So, if you haven't gotten it, I think that second pressing might actually be on its way to selling out if it has not done so already. Before that, Disguised as Birds did the title track to their new EP, Black Circles. Now, that's out now from Cincinnati's Fratry Records. That's Phratry Records. It's an 8-song double EP on, like, 12-inch vinyl with basically, like, one EP, the new one, Black Circles, as well as their 2009 EP, New Demons, on the B-side. So you get, like, you know, 4 songs on each. And then if you you get a download card that comes with 2 extra songs. And you can listen to all that on Bandcamp and stuff, and you can find all that stuff at the Fratry Records website. And we started everything off with Pennsylvania's Code Orange Kids with Cycles. The Days Get Longer from their Cycles EP, which came out on Mayfly. Soon, the Code Orange Kids will enter the studio to record their debut album, which will be due out on Deathwish later this year. All those guys, like, they're just out of high school, like 18, 19 years old. Pretty goddamn amazing. All right, this last set, it's a mixed bag. It's a lot of interesting stuff. This track just dropped on, I hate that phrase, but it's the only way it worked, dropped, popped up, however you want to phrase it, on Pitchfork's website. It is from the forthcoming album on Dirtnap Records from Mind Spiders, which features members of Austin, Texas's The Marked Men. And this is the first single off of it. It is entitled Wait For Us.
Yeah. sticks, man? Wait for my sticks, all right?
From their 2007 album, Get Warmer, that was Bomb the Music Industry with 493 Ruth. There's an interview with Jeff Rosenstock on Vice earlier this week, and it's fantastic and wonderful, and you should really take a listen to it. But the guy interviewing him mentions 493 Ruth, and that made me think of the fact that I had just been listening to Get Warmer in the car the other day, and I figured, oh man, I've never played that on the show, and so I did. Not necessarily new or anything, but it is a digital release. You can go to quoteunquoterecords.com and get it for free, as well as you can purchase it on CD and vinyl from Asian Man Records. And you should. You should really have everything Bomb the Music Industry has put out, because it is fantastic, and we love them, and you know that. Before that, Rational Anthem did Sleeping from their forthcoming album, Sensitivity Training. Now, that album won't be out until June on Bloated Cat Records. It's their first full length. They put out, various length EPs and stuff like that, but this was their first proper full length. And you can download that track and three others for free at rationalanthem.bandcamp.com. And we started everything off in that set with Austin, Texas's The Mind Spider is doing Wait For Us from Meltdown, which comes out February 21st on Dirtnap Records, the follow-up to last year's album, whose name I can't remember. So that does it for this week's show. I really apologize for the brevity. Next week's show should be better, and hopefully I will have a very interesting article in that I just didn't waste my day running around making phone calls and sending emails and messages on Facebook. As always, you can find this podcast every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time at Rockstar Journalist, where I also blog about records and cassettes and zines and books and all sorts of other tangible ephemera of this digital age of ours. You can follow me on Twitter at NuthousePunks, where I tweet like a monkey given a keyboard. And don't forget to tell your friends to download and listen to the podcast. Tell your friends with bands and record labels to send me things for review and play. And until next week, thank you for listening.